Tēnā whakarongo mai koutou ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika. Iwa te kaumāwhetu i ratahi te iariri.
Tā koutou kai pāpā horai mihi atu nei, ko Pākeli, ko Maumai, tā ko Manuhiri ki runga o te waia. A tēnei ko Caroline Perry. Ka kōrero ngai maua ngā kōrero maroto o te reo rua, maroto o te reo Pākeha. Nā rungai tērā kaua e whakatāria te Manuhiri ka pōwhiria mai kiuta. Ka kōrero maua mō te kaupapa manganei The Beep Beep Day. O reira, kia ora Caroline.
Kia ora.
Can you just give us a little introduction? Of course, we've got families amongst us, which are Perrys as well. Where about you come from, Caroline?
So I'm from, I'm originally from the UK, and now I've been in New Zealand for almost 8 years now. But I work for an organisation called BREAK, which is a road safety charity. So we work to prevent road deaths and injuries, and we also provide free support to families who've been bereaved or injured in road crashes.
Oh, kia ora, Caroline. Yes, ko para Pākeli on this side. Even so, my dad's an Irishman. However, my language is still the language of the land, which is Aotearoa and Te Reo Māori. It's nice to have you on our Te Hiku show, mō Te Reo Te Rangatira, Caroline. So what I shall do here is I will give our kōrero back to you, and you can bring us all up to speed. The brief you've given, man, that's so cool. Okay then, Caroline, ko pā e mihi atu nei. I'll give our kōrero to you.
Thank you. So we are running Road Safety Week this week, which is a week that we run every year to raise awareness of road safety. And as part of that, we've also had Beep Beep Day, which is we've had more than 3,000 children around the country who are calling on drivers to ensure that they help protect children through things like using child seats in vehicles with your children and slowing down around schools and childcare centres so that we can protect our tamariki when they're out and about. So the project engages young children with those key road safety messages and also parents and their local community to help them to stay safe.
Wow, that is so brief, but it's so cool, it's so awesome. You know, Caroline, it's amazing that even so that issue, I wouldn't say it's a predominant one in Aotearoa, New Zealand here. However, the thing is that more aware or being aware for not only parents of children when they are on the roadways, why I say that is in the UK, vehicles are a lot bigger than what we have in New Zealand pre-2002 prior. Before that, we had big vehicles, but not huge vehicles. But however, the vehicles on our road now, prior to that, fully loaded used to be 44 ton, including the tier of the vehicle. How it is now, vehicles on our road are carrying 60, 100 ton as a weight they are carrying. However, the roads were never designed to carry such large vehicles and such heavy loads. Mm-hmm. So we do have an issue with our roads breaking down all the time, especially in the far north here. And alternatives have been, you know, looked at, and the maintenance side for our far north roads have never actually happened until when Labor has come into power. And since then, the roads have been really upgraded. However, one of the main targets is to get that weight distribution off the roads and back to the rail. And that, even for our children, see, we look back barely 2 weeks and some of the fatalities on the road, we're not talking about one or two, is down in Taupō is 8 out of a family of 10 in one accident. You know, Caroline, so it is a big thing, an ongoing issue.
Yeah.
So what do you fellas expect and hope to achieve by what we've got here? And it's been called the Beep Beep Day, Caroline.
So, yeah, so the Beep Beep Day is really about teaching children, some of the young children aged 2 to 7, some of those key road safety messages, like holding hands when you're walking near roads, being in a child seat and being strapped in when you're in a vehicle to help protect you, because that's one of the easiest things you can do to protect your child, and yourself, wearing your own seatbelt as well. It's one of the easiest things to reduce your risk of being killed or seriously injured if you're in a crash. So it's about teaching children some of those key messages, but also engaging their parents and the wider community in that, because children need the support of their parents and the community to help keep them safe. So it's about sharing those messages through Beep Beep Day, but then through the wider Road Safety Week, the focus of that is Speak Up this year. So that is about speaking up about the road safety issues that affect you and your local area. So as you were saying, for some people, it's the roads themselves that are an issue, the conditions of the roads, and the infrastructure that we have. We need more median barriers and side barriers, which are proven to reduce crashes. Getting some of that freight off the road and onto rail helps to reduce the number of trucks that we have on the roads, and not only helps to reduce that weight and help with the condition of the road, but means there are a fewer trucks, and then you're less likely to be involved in a crash with a truck as well. Changing some of those things will also help. We've got others speaking up around the country, for example, schools that want drivers to slow down around their school, or where they don't have safe crossing points for their children to their students to cross the road to and from school, and some of them are speaking up about that this week as well. So we've got a lot of things happening all around the country, and it's up to communities as to what issues matter to them, and they are speaking up about those this week. And so we've also launched a video with Safe Kids Aotearoa as well, calling for safe routes to school. So we've got some school students speaking up in that video about what they need in order to get to and from school safely, and how adults can help to make sure that they get to and from school safely every day.
Oh, wonderful. That's so cool. However, this is a point I'd like to make. There's one thing I've noticed with parents. If you said to them, a child can think from 2 years to the age of 7 and make their minds up for themselves, they sort of take that as gospel. However, a child from 2 till 7 still needs the coaching hands of parents, teachers, caregivers. As for those caregivers and parents, don't ever be of the understanding that, oh, your child 2 years old knows what to do, can think for itself, don't worry about it. So sometimes we need to be careful how we put the message across there. Course, I believe not only for our children, but a lot of our parents, even though they are parents, still need educating on safety, Caroline.
Absolutely. And we certainly share those messages with adults, with parents as well. And yes, for children under 8, we don't recommend that that parents let them do things for themselves around roads. They should absolutely have adults with them at least until the age of 8, but then potentially older than that too, depending on where you're going and what you're doing, and what safe routes you've got around roads as well. So actually, for a lot of children, they need their parents and adults to help them get to and from school until they get to high school. So that it's certainly a safety message that we share with parents and other adults, as well as with children. And children, even in when they're teenagers, they still aren't able to assess risk in the same way that we as adults are. So they still can't effectively the speed that someone's traveling, that a vehicle is traveling, and they still can't assess risk in the same way that we do as adults. So children right the way through to adulthood need support from their parents and protecting by other adults as well.
Aye, absolutely. Caroline, this has been an awesome kōrero. However, there's one little bit I'd like to put in there for these children up pre-teenage up into teenage group. There's one thing they're great on is wearing earphones and not paying attention to even where they're walking. I've seen that many children almost get hit, and some actually get hit because they're like walking in a space where nothing else exists barring them. And in a world where there are vehicles around everywhere, see, is that part of the message we need to get back to the parents about teenager children? When you're out there, don't walk around with your earphones on and nothing else matters. Of course, that may be your last walk.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. We completely agree with that too. And distractions is a key message that we're finding for everybody, but particularly teenagers and then adults as drivers and as pedestrians as well. It is an issue. And so it is important that we all stay focused on the road. Whenever we're using roads, that we stay completely focused on the fact that we are using roads and there is traffic, there are vehicles around us.
Oh, thank you, Caroline. Thank you very much. And it's been awesome having this time, even though it's in English. But I mean, it's about the message you're pushing and we respect that and we're here for that message. So, Caroline, this is Pa from Te Hiku o Te Ika, thanking you so very much for the opportunity to listen to the movement that's around for the safety, health and well-being of our children today for tomorrow by the kaupapa of the Beep Beep Day and the Safe Child Week.
Thank you for your time. I really appreciate that. And it being in English, I am learning a bit of Te Reo, but I still have a long way to go with that.
Okay then, Caroline. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Mauri ora.
Tēnā whakarongo mai koutou ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika. Iwa te kaumā whetū ira tahi te iariri.